Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio's podcast. It would be our 649th podcast to date. It's entitled Trump's Porn Star Hush Money Criminal Trial Begins on April the 15th. Yes, that's just coming Monday. Let's get right to it. This trial is on schedule. It is going to happen, and it's going to go forward full speed, full steam. Presiding Judge Juan Marchand will not brook any shenanigans or antics by the baby man, the man baby president, the 3-year-old toddler ex-president. He is facing 34 separate criminal charges, and each one carries with it a prison sentence of anywhere from 1 year, minimum of 1 year, to maximum of 4 years. 34 separate criminal charges that have been filed against the ex-man baby 3-year-old toddler president Donald J. Trump. He is definitely not thrilled to have this take place in spite of his heroic and Herculean efforts to either delay it or to quash it or to dismiss it. He is, in a word, he is fucked. He is fucked up his arse because Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of New York, who is bringing this case, has an airtight, stone-cold lead pipe lock case. Every one of those friggin' criminal charges, the jury, at the end of this trial, they will render a verdict, and they will render Trump is guilty on each and every one of them. And there will be a panoply, a plethora of witnesses on behalf of Stormy Daniels. Basically, this is being brought on her behalf, even though it's not a criminal trial, not just a civil trial. She will be a witness. Karen McDougal, an ex-Playboy model, will also be a witness. She had an affair with Donald Trump. And Michael Cohen will also be a witness. He was Trump's fixer, attorney, personal attorney and fixer, charged with doing all kinds of dirty deeds done dirt cheap in the middle of the night and otherwise. You have Jeffrey McConaughey, the comptroller in the Trump organization. That will be a heavyweight witness. And you will also have a lady who worked in his accounting department at Trump organization. So these are just some of the witnesses that will be brought to bear in this trial against Donald J. Trump. This man is facing a long stretch in prison. Even if it was just 1 year for each one of these 34 counts, that would be 34 years behind bars. And even if only half of them are adjudged to be to have merit and warrant criminal charges against Donald Trump, that would still be 17 years behind bars. At the age of 78, he will be 78 in May. Next month, he will be what? He'll be like 95 by the time he gets out. In any event, this podcaster thinks he will be put away for the rest of his life. And yet, this is not even taking into consideration the other three trials that Trump faces in the very near future. You can sit on it, rotate sideways, because you guys are not just scumbags. You're deplorable. You're pond scum. You're flotsam. You know, you're toe jam. There you go. That's my favorite, toe jam. That's our favorite. And in this particular here, late breaking news, the judge in the Trump's porn star hush money criminal trial, the judge rejects Donald Trump's latest attempt to delay the hush money trial. Trump's lawyers had wanted the trial postponed indefinitely while he fights a gag order that bars him from commenting about jurors, witnesses, and others. This is just 3 minutes ago, April the 9th, today being April the 9th, from Huffington Post. The New York Appeals Court judge Tuesday rejected the latest bid by Donald, former president and chief, the man baby, and misbehaving toddler, three-year-old toddler, Donald Trump, to delay his hush money criminal trial a week before jury selection that was set to start. And it will start, as we said, this coming Monday, April the 15th. Trump lawyers had wanted the trial postponed. Justice Cynthia Kearns ruling, apparently she's in the appellate division in New York City, is yet another loss for Trump, who has tried repeatedly to get the trial postponed. Barring further action, the decision means the first of Trump's four criminal trials will start as scheduled on tax day, April the 15th. So, and this is the breaking news update. AP's earlier story follows below. That's, ladies and gentlemen, at 9:41 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Tuesday, April the 9th, as we do this podcast. This is where it stands now. This trial is a go. It is a go. T-minus and launching. Houston, we have a go. So Trump is going to go bye-bye after this trial. He will be the jury. It will take, this trial will take approximately 5 to 6 weeks. Then the jury will render their verdict, and it will be guilty on all 34 separate counts. Criminal counts. Trump, you're going away for a very long time. And as an aside, any appeals process will be adjudicated swiftly. Because once this jury verdict is rendered, months before the presidential election process, because the fact that it's a jury verdict is already in hand, well before the presidential election in November, any appeals process will be done post haste and forthwith. And there's nothing that would, this case will be airtight. A jury verdict, or a verdict by a jury, is rarely, if ever, overturned. And in this case, it will not be overturned. The evidence is too overwhelming. So there you have it, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Trump is fucked up delicious. He is, he's going to lose bigly, hugely.
Huge.
And you can, and his social media platform, Truth Social, that stock's not worth a warm bucket of spit or a flying fuck. It has lost, it's lost half its value in a little over a week and a half. And the Security Exchange Commission is definitely going to be looking into that, because it is you don't get a $5 billion value for a company that only generated $5 million in profits last year. That's like a 1,400% disparity. That's way out of line. That company has no tangible assets. And the fact that it's being valued initially at $5 billion, that smells of stinkery, chicanery, buffoonery, out thievery. And it's a scam. It's a Ponzi. There you go. All righty. We're rounding third, heading for home. We'd slide across the plate. We'd beat the throw from the hapless, feckless truck center fielder, and we win again, and you guys lose again. So, arrivederci, MFers, Trumpers, MFers, Trumpers.